Well, I love historical sites. And the Falcon Bowl, right in the River West neighborhood, traces its history back to 1882. Joining us is Dan Gannat. He is one of the new owners of the Falcon Bowl. And let's talk a little bit about why that space is so significant to the city's history.
First of all, it's the sixth oldest sanctioned bowling alley in the country.
Wow.
And we know Milwaukee's got a really long and big history with bowling in general. It's one of those places, like a neighborhood institution, where over the years, if you lived in River West, you were in Falcon Bowl at some point, for whether it was a wedding, whether it was just a hangout, whether it's to join a bowling league. So it's really one of those places that you don't see a lot anymore in the city of Milwaukee, where you have that little neighborhood gathering spot that has been around for so long, and especially with when it comes to like the bowling side of it. Milwaukee used to have a ton of these little bowling alleys in bars, on the first floor, in the basement. And Falcon Bowl is one of the last ones left that are set up like that.
And you just have six lanes. It's not like a huge bowling area.
Yeah, it's just six lanes. A ball returns or above ground. The scoring, you still score with a pencil if you're brave, with a pen, you know, if you think you did it right. And that's part of it that's kind of fun, too, is that you would think that a lot of people would be, oh, I like the automatic scoring, you know, it makes it simple. And yeah, there's some people that like that, but there's a lot of people that come in for that nostalgia factor of like, I got to score with pen or pencil and paper. And they're like, oh, I remember doing this when I was a kid. We learned this in high school. Or I did this for, I hear a lot of people who say, oh, yeah, I did this as a kid because I would go to my mom or dad's bowling league and they needed someone to score.
You're not setting up the pins yourself, are you?
Oh, no. We got automatic pin setters. They're very old. They're from about the late 40s. They still work for the most part.
Fingers crossed, right?
Yeah. They require a lot of upkeep, a lot of maintenance to keep them running, but they're all mechanical and hydraulic, so there's really no computer components to anything. You know, it's a very old school setup.
And you know a lot about bowling. I mean, you've been involved with bowling alleys, and not just here in River West, but Cudahy, Racine. I mean, you've been doing this for a while.
Yeah. I mean, so a little background. I mean, like, I started bowling when I was 6 years old, and I'm 41 now.
The ball was bigger than you were.
It was. I kind of grew up just loving the sport, and some of my fondest memories, actually, well, really, I think what got me into it a lot was I remember going to my mom's women's league bowling night. We would go to Old Glendale Lanes, which has been gone for at least 20, 25 years or so, on Silver Spring, and they would, her and my grandma had a league, and I remember going in there watching Monday Night Football, and I was like, I don't know, 9, 10 years old or so, you know, playing pinball. I loved it then. I bowled in middle school, bowled in high school, bowled when I got out of high school, and then just kept doing it. About 5 years ago, I decided to, I worked in some bowling alleys when I was younger too, in high school and such, and after high school, but then I got done with college, worked a few sales jobs, and then I wanted to get back in the bowling industry, and I found one for sale. The one in Cudahy that I bought, and it's been great. And so then when this one opened up here to take over as the operator for Falcon, and given I had have a little bit of a history of Falcon, and I played softball for them, I used to hang out there a lot. And when it came up, and knowing that it needed to be preserved. I mean, we definitely wanted to get someone in there who knew the bowling aspect of it and would respect it and want to keep it going. So I had to do it.
One of the things that I think is so fascinating about what you're doing, you know, in this day and age, everybody wants it to look trendy and, oh, we've got to get, you know, this high-tech look in here. You are going backwards in a good way. You're preserving all of those colors and the styles that a lot of people remember back, like you said, when we were going to the bowling alley with our moms and dads or maybe even our grandparents.
Yeah, and we are doing some remodeling in there to kind of preserve that look. The upstairs bar has been remodeled and redone a few times over the last few decades or so. You walk in, and the first thing you hear when people, they walk in downstairs, they go into the bowling alley part, they see the masking units covering up the machines, they see the scoring tables, they see the old school chairs and the above ground ball returns. They're like, wow, this is really cool. And that's what I thought the first time I saw it. I was like, wow, this is just amazing. I'm like, well, why don't we bring that feel to the upstairs of the place? There's an authenticity of it. We don't have to fake it. We are old. You know, we want to bring those elements upstairs.
Yeah, but I mean, we're talking pink and green checkerboard tile. You're talking
about
orange naga hide. You've got pink and white bank seating around the bowling alley. This is like stepping back in time in the best way.
I love history. I love old things. And that's the thing. When people come into Falcon, they're not coming in because they're like, oh, this is going to be, here's my big arcade, or like a lot of bowling alleys will have big arcades now. And you're not coming in here for the state-of-the-art technology. You're coming in there because you know it's old and you want to experience that. And so we're like, let's embrace that. Let's go with it. And I'm really excited for it as progress. I'm really excited to see how everything turns out.
Oh, listen, I can't wait to see it. My husband has bowled since he was about 6 years old, and he loves a great vintage bowling place, and you really are it. It's a real destination. It's a part of history in Milwaukee. Let's tell everybody when you're open and where exactly the Falcon Bowl is.
We are located at 801 East Clark Street, which is right on the corner of Fratney and Clark in the River West neighborhood. We're open Tuesdays through Saturdays from 4 p.m. until about midnight or so. We have all of our leagues that have all finished up, so we have open bowling all of those nights. Our bowling starts at 6 p.m. Our bar opens at 4.
Oh, and listen, take the kids, show them there was a world before video games. And let them enjoy a night of classic bowling. Dan Gannat, it is such a pleasure to talk with you.
Yeah, thank you, Libby.